And the Parsha Tzav, in addition to what we spoke about yesterday, it talks about the investiture of Aaron HaKohen and his children and what they had to do and what they had to bring in order to consecrate the Kohanim. As it says in the beginning of Sheni, Vaydaber no Moshe Lemor, Zek Korban Aaron Avonav Asher Yakriv L'Adonai, B'yomi Moshach Oso, Asri Sveif Oso, Zmincho Tomid Machzi Sabo Vokr Machzi Sabo Orev, Amachavas B'Shem Tri Aser, Morbechas V'yen T'Pnei Minichas Pitim, Takri Berech Nefach L'Adonai, V'amokein HaMashiach Tachto M'Ibanav Yase Oso, Chokolom L'Adonai Kolo Toktor, V'chom Minichas Kohen Kolo Tiyaklo Se Ochel. So in other words, this was going to be what Aaron and his children had to bring, a tenth of an ephah of flour for a meal offering, half in the morning, half in the evening, and it's made in a pan with oil, so a frying pan as it were, and then they baked another meal offering. It was broken into pieces, and then it says every Kohen who will become the Kohen Gadol has to bring this same korban. Again, they don't have any part of it. This whole thing goes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, it belongs to Hashem. So the notion is that the Kohanim required to bring certain korbanos and other korbanos as well, but they had to bring certain korbanos in order to make them separated and holy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which is important for us to remember that whenever we want to ascend in holiness, we have to make sacrifices. We have to do things that perhaps we wouldn't want to do. I'm busy all day long working. Okay, you want to go up in holiness, you got to make time for a chavrusa at night. Things are rough. I don't have so much money. Okay, I'm still going to give. I'm not going to avoid a mice or I'll give it later. No, give it first. And then you'll see the Rebbeinu Shlomo will give you whatever you need. And this idea that was true for the Kohanim, there's an example for the rest of us. So we have to look to the Rebbeinu Shlomo and consecrate ourselves just as Moshe Rabbeinu consecrated to Kohanim. And that, in other words, that our lives, just as the Kohanim had service in the Beis HaMikdash, so too, that's the point of our lives. Our life were also a service. And not just in the Beis HaMikdash, because the Kaddish Baruch Hu is everywhere. A life is service to Rebbeinu Shlomo everywhere that he can be found. And that was one of, again, the great lessons of Pesach, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo enables us to be free of all of the despots and the tyrants and all of the other things that, unfortunately, we succumb to. And instead, we have to live our lives consecrated to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Rabbi Tanu.